Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, and this is why Jesus said this. Give me John Gospel chapter 8, 32. I want 32, and then after that we'll get 36. And ye shall know the truth. This is what we're talking about, truth. See, you're not going to be healed. You're not going to be free. You're not going to be righteous. You're not going to be holy. You already are. The fact that you've been born again, what you want to do, get knowledge of that, how to walk in that. You already that. You're not going to be rich, you are rich. You're already rich. And what you want to do is get knowledge how to make that manifest in your life. But it's yours now. The day you got born again, you were rich.
Hallelujah.
But somebody told you because you of this color, this persuasion, or this location, you are poor people. I am not poor. I'm not gonna let the devil and nobody else put that off on me. I am what God says I am. How do I make that work? I let the word have first place, and when I feed on, read it, then I feed on it, I meditate on it, I speak it to myself. Jimmy, you're rich. You're rich. I'm not trying to be arrogant, I'm being real. God said I was rich, I can say what my daddy said. As Landra say in her confession, leading us in the confession, I'm good looking, I'm just good looking. You can go around and call yourself ugly you want to. That's you. But I'm going to say what she said. I'm going to say what the word said. I'm good looking. I know I don't look like I did when I was 22. I'm still good looking. I have never left my 20s. Y'all may leave y'all, but I ain't leaving my 20s. You know there's a fifth set of 20s? If there's a sixth set of 20, come on now, talk to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, and ye shall know the truth. And see, when you know the truth, know the truth. And the truth shall do what?
Make you free.
Shall make you free. Everything I need is in the kingdom. And I have faith to equal the kingdom. We learned that in our reading of that book. Faith grows. And the Bible tells us how to grow it. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3 says, he was talking to them, said, our faith, your faith groweth exceedingly. See this thing you do. What is that? We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, as it is what? Meet, because that your faith does what? Groweth exceedingly. And the charity of every one of your of you all towards each other aboundeth. See, your faith, see, Jesus told that man in Matthew 8 and 5. Hallelujah. If y'all can put that up, we'll read that. I didn't know I was going this way, but this is where we're going. And when Jesus was in into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, great grievously what, tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. What did he say? Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Did you hear what that man said? Now look at the response here. For I'm a man on authority. I have soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, he goeth. I say to another, come, he cometh. I say to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Okay, keep going. When Jesus heard it, what did Jesus do? You mean that man said something made Jesus marvel? This is not an Israelite. This is a centurion. This is a Gentile soldier. We'll see it just in a minute. He said something that made Jesus marvel. You seeing that? This is not a covenant man. This is a Gentile man that had no covenant with the Israelites. And he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Keep going. And I say unto you that many shall come from where? East and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, do what? Go thy way as thou hast believed. So be it done unto thee. Ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Do you believe you're healed? Do you believe you're protected? Do you believe you're strong? Do you believe God is your friend? Yes. Be it done. This man spoke the word, and Jesus said, it's done. As you believe, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was what? Healed when? The very same hour. Can I put throw something at you? You're healed right now. And you sit in your seat, and you sit where you sit. You're healed. Are you willing to do what it takes to make that healing manifest if it hadn't manifested in you? Somebody got here earlier than you. I don't know who it was because I was in the back. These lights in this building before they got here. But they had to do something to make him light up. And all they had to do, go punch a switch, flip a switch, right? Those lights were here just because you didn't see any light from them. They were here all the time. We didn't have to go wire the building up and say, oh, we got to get some lights in here. No, they were here. You're healing, Jesus. Wired it up a long time ago. Are y'all hearing the Lord tonight? Huh?